Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. And as we do every month, we love to chat it up with our friends from the Hastings Ministerial Association. And we have in this month Pastor Paris Pash of the Journey Church. And we're so happy to get caught up with him and hear what is going on. First of all, great to see you. How have you been?
Actually, Mo, I am doing better than I deserve.
Oh, wow.
Things are good. Just come through a festive Thanksgiving time. Very good. I've got the extra pounds to prove that I did my part.
They go off fast. Don't worry. They come on fast. They'll go off fast.
Okay,
yes.
Good.
Yes. And, you know, men should embrace yoga pants, which is what I'm wearing today. You'll never go back to belts. Anyway, well, yes, we are past the season of Thanksgiving, and I know that part of our faith, we are called to be grateful for God's many gifts, and
absolutely,
how beautiful if we could think about that every single day. And I know that's something that's important to you in your church.
So now my desire as a pastor is to try to help people transition from being thankful for the many blessings in their lives. And sometimes that's a bit of a journey to try to find out what are those things. And I try to encourage people, you sit down, write a list, make a note of your family or your health or your marriage or your job or the fact that you've got a roof over your head or whatever it might be. You might have to identify those. And for some folks, it's harder to make that list than others.
And I know you've had some death in your family over the course of this last year.
Yeah.
And I see how grief can really affect people. This isn't the most wonderful time of the year for a lot of people.
No, holidays are often a reminder of who's absent, who's not at the table, who's not in church alongside of you, who's not at the celebration, whose gift won't be opened. And so, yes, somehow it's important in our thankfulness to make sure that we realize that there are those that are missing a part of their life. And so that'll be a labor. But transitioning from thankfulness to a great Christmas, we're heading toward a Christmas season. I would prefer it wasn't just a weekend event, that it's something that we build up toward. And so at the Journey, we're trying to create an environment where we work toward such a great celebration that our members might invite a family member, a friend, a neighbor to our, whether it's a Christmas Eve service or Christmas Day service. This time we have Christmas Day on Sunday. A little bit unusual for churches, but I'm hoping we're going to build toward that.
So get back to the Journey Church. Tell people about your wonderful church that you planted here in Hastings.
Well, you know, Mo, I'm very fortunate to be a homegrown Hastings boy and to have planted a couple of spiritual growth experiences we call churches in our Hastings community. The one that I'm presently working on, it's called The Journey. We rent our Sunday morning space. And so we rent the Hastings Arts Center on 4th Street. It's the first time we've actually been in a building with stained glass.
How beautiful.
And a steeple. Yeah, it's really cool. And so we meet on Sunday mornings, 9:30 at the Arts Center. And we have casual yet invigorating music. We're not people who just sit and listen to a concert. We're not people who want to just watch it on TV. We want to be involved, and we've got a lot of great singers. Our choir sits in the chairs. We just have people who lead the choir that are on stage. So that's really fun for us. We've been meeting there for a number of years now. It's an excellent space for us.
Doesn't it have a good vibe?
A good vibe and great acoustics.
Great acoustics.
I mean,
yes,
our choir is heard loud and clear, and our worship leaders are always flabbergasted at how good the sound is from the congregation. And I love that. We're not quiet.
How beautiful. No, that space, I grew up in that church,
sure,
as
yes,
well. And it was always a joyful time. During my formative years, the priest that was at Guardian Angels was Father Mertz, Bill Mertz.
Sure, absolutely. And I know that name
he
well.
He loved a party. He had a bit of Father Martin Siebenaller about him.
Okay.
In that he enjoyed parish life. He enjoyed people. He was just always out in the community. And that vibe, I feel, is still in the space, and I would assume you feel it.
One of the extraordinary things about a leader like that is they have the capacity to create community, and they do it well, they do it quickly. We labor at that, not just myself, but we have other folks that just really do a good job to create a warm and welcoming community. You know, in that, we also believe that the gathering together of community has to have a biblical and educational component to it. So I really value trying to help people understand that when we work at Christmas, that it's more than just the baby in a manger, that there is the story of Jesus that began with the Christmas story, but it doesn't end there. And it doesn't just run up to Easter quickly. So we're on a series of messages now for the month of December, which will talk about Jesus as the Savior of the world. Yes, that's an important part of it. But I also want to talk about what he began, which is he began as royalty. He's the king of a kingdom. And what does that mean to us, especially as Americans who feel that our whole goal was to revolt against a monarchy and break off? But honestly, our forefathers understood the kingdom. And so I'm going to try to share some insights into that. But there's another part that brings out the humility side, and that was Jesus as the servant. He came to rescue humanity, to serve his Father's mission. And then, amazingly, he didn't come to be served, but to serve you and I, and bring us as his compatriots, his fellow brothers and sisters into the kingdom. So we're working on that. Should be an exciting series. So education, understanding what the Bible says about Jesus is a big part of why we gather.
And I think it makes your Christmas more joyful if you can actually embrace that anticipation and the history part of it.
Yeah.
It's a history story.
Yeah. Here's a fun report I can bring. We have some senior members of our congregation who had experienced a number of different other traditions as they were growing up through life, and they've somehow found their way to the journey. They hang out there, and one of the comments that I will hear from one of our senior members, he's kind of a cowboy guy, wears cowboy boots all the time and Western wear. But he'll come up to me after the service. Now, our services are a full 1 hour long, but they include the whole package of music and message and wonderful fellowship. But here's what he'll say to me. Man, he says, that was the best half hour I've ever been part of. And so the
time flies.
So that's the story, is that he's trying to communicate to me that blows by so quickly because we enjoy it so much. It couldn't be a higher compliment.
I was just going to say that has to make you feel so good.
It does. It does. And very few people are checking their watch during the service or concerned about whether we went an hour and 1 minute or an hour and 2 minutes. They're not concerned about that. So I'm very appreciative. In fact, I will say to our folks at the end of a service, now leave slowly.
Yeah.
Because the whole goal here is not just to come in here, but the whole goal is to connect and become community. And they do a good job of that.
And that was, I bet, a real challenge during the pandemic when you were not able to gather in person.
In person, the loss of in person was a serious calamity for many churches, not just ours. And I see those that have embraced maybe just good strategy or good tactics or to abandon fear, they're thriving. And so I hope that will become true for all of the congregations in Hastings and around.
So will you tell our listeners, please, about the name of your church, The Journey, because I think it's such a beautiful story.
Yeah, in fact, that's one of the reasons why we chose it, is because of the story that name elicits. And whether it's the story of our individual journeys, we believe that telling our faith story is an important part of Christianity, that I need to tell somebody, why did I choose to become a Christian? Why do I participate in the festivities called the church? Why have I held on to this even in the face of adversity? So that's part of it. The other is that everybody's story is unique. Mm-hmm. And there's some familiarity in them. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I once was blind, but now I see. We sing it in our hymns, but there is a reality that Christ has done something amazing in everybody's life. We have storytellers that we gather together with. That we have Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge who comes, and they come and they tell the story of their brokenness and the fact that they are being rescued. They're walking a long journey. I've always said that Christianity is not a sprint, it's a serious marathon. And for some of us, it's arduous. And so the name The Journey has helped us stir up that conversation. It's helped us remind one another that it isn't about attendance in a religious building. It's about coming from someplace on the journey to someplace, that eventually we're going to follow in God's promise that He's prepared a place for us. And we're going to get to go there. And it's going to be wonderful. The end is going to be the best part of the journey.
Yeah.
And how many people come to the Journey Church and aren't positive that that really is the end?
We are pleased to have people who come seeking. They come broken. They come confused. They come disappointed.
Aren't we all confused, broken?
The good thing is that at least the pastor in the journey has experienced those life paths himself and is now able to shout from the rooftops
how great God
that
is.
God is amazing, and get to share the testimonies. We have extraordinary leaders who are very aware of their own journey and talk about it often. And so that label for us has been helpful. I pastored a church for many years. It was called Christ's Family Church. That label was helpful. It reminded us that we were not on our own. God says that we are part of His family. And so now He says that we are on a journey, and we get to talk about it often.
And don't you find that people's faith journey, if they are willing and able to share that, is so inspiring to others? Oh, yeah. Even if they are not broken at the time, I still think it's so fascinating to hear what was the turning point for a lot of people.
Yes. I think what you're going to find is that most people, if they dig deep enough, mm-hmm. they'll find transition points. They'll find where they, if I were to take a walking trip to Duluth, which is a long haul.
Don't do it now. Pick a better time of year.
But I might get sidetracked, derailed.
Absolutely.
I might get
Toby's Donuts. Are you kidding me? For sure.
Exactly. I'm glad we talk about things that are critical to us, which is a good caramel roll. See, for me, Toby's has the mother of all caramel rolls.
Yes, they do.
But when we talk about those, everybody, if they dig just a little bit, if they take just a little bit of time, they'll be able to look at their journey and say, oh, I remember.
Slow down.
Yeah, I remember this. And they'll also remember some amazing things that they saw along the way. And when you tell those stories, it is encouraging. I think one of the missing things with our parenting and our upbringing of our children in more present-day family environments is that the old stories, the old people's stories, are not told often enough. And our coming generations don't realize the journey that their forefathers have been on. And so I talk about that pretty often in my messaging, to tell the old people's stories. The whole of the Bible is the old people's stories, the journey that they were on. So I have many pages to turn to to reinforce the title called The Journey Church. Not only in the Bible, but also in my own life. And in many
tell
ways.
Us again about your worship service. You mentioned it was an hour. Is it something that we can just pop in? Do you should we sit in the back row when we come because we won't know what's going on? What would you recommend?
I love that question. Thank you for asking it. The journey is a very casual environment, though you may find that you could end up sitting in someone else's chair. Nobody, no usher will escort you out of it. We have a very casual environment. Coffee, fellowship beforehand. Then we have, I believe, some really fun, enjoyable, and easy to sing songs where we project the words onto the wall, in the room. Everybody can sing along, or you can just sit and listen. You can do either. But we don't have reserved seating. You don't need a gold leaf invitation. You can walk in cold turkey, and you will find not a very high church experience, but nor are we irreverent, or nor are we apart from a very spiritual environment. But if you come and you've come from other traditions, you'll see some familiarity, but you'll also experiencing something new. So we have some good singing. Then we have what I think are practical life application messages where the Bible is seen as real, believable, understandable, plain language. And then, of course, we have wonderful opportunities for caring prayer, too.
Your worship service is what time, please?
It's 9:30 to 10:30.
And you are located at the Hastings Arts Center?
Yep, on 4th Street.
Perfect. And then invite people to your Christmas Eve and Christmas Day services.
You know, I think what you'll enjoy is a wonderful introduction into our Christmas Eve service where you could come, you can hear the Christmas story. It'll be very warm and embracing. We'll sing some very familiar songs that you, if you've had any church experience, you'll know. If not, you'll enjoy listening to our choir of members. And then after that, we're going to have a great Christmas service this year, which is going to be led by we sometimes identify him as a guest pastor, Pastor Ben Timms, whose dad was a pastor.
Of course.
Pastor Ben just lost his mom just a few months ago, and a great matriarch of faith in our community. Ben's dad was a pastor in Hastings in our community, and extraordinary over the years. And so he's going to be delivering the message. So it'll be a great one, and he is a real down-to-earth, has a real job, not like myself, who I plug away in an office. Pastor Ben has a real job, and then he comes and preaches, usually on a monthly basis, but he's got Sunday morning.
And what time will that be?
9:30.
We yep. love it.
Our Christmas Eve service, thanks for reminding me that because I'd get scolded. Our Christmas Eve service is at 4:30 on Christmas Eve. 4:30 at the Hastings Art Center.
Oh, I love it. Happy Advent. Merry Christmas to you. And we appreciate your time today. Pastor Paris Pasch of The Journey Church, and you are listening to another edition of Community In Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.